It is Mackling and McGarry. McNabb's on Connecting Winnipeg for the rest of the week. She will join us in our next segment to tell you what's coming up after Global News at 10 o'clock. Our next guest is a regular contributor to The Start. Now, we typically introduce him as Major General retired Scott Clancy. Clancy served in multiple squadrons of the Royal Canadian Air Force and the Canadian Armed Forces as a tactical helicopter pilot. As a director general on the RCAF staff, his responsibilities included all personnel, operations, logistics, infrastructure, and strategic planning for the entire RCAF. His last years of service saw him as the deputy commander of the Alaskan NORAD region and finally director of operations for all NORAD in Colorado Springs. His 37 years of military experience leading and mentoring multifaceted teams in the U.S. and Canada have resulted in a book on leadership and coaching. And by the way, he also spent several years in our city.
I think the number is 4 to be exact. We'll double check that with our guest. He's launching a book entitled Developing Coaching Leaders, The Fundamentals and Techniques That Make Leaders Extraordinary. He's also hosting an hour-long workshop on coaching, mentoring, communication, and it begins at 10 o'clock, June 27, and he wants you to join him if you can. We'll give you the details later on this morning. Let's say good morning to our friend Scott Clancy. Good morning, sir.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. I think we're catching up with you in St. John's, Newfoundland, or at least on the rock, yes?
I am on the rock on Fogo Island at the phenomenal Fogo Island Inn.
What is going on there? Are you just taking some rest and relaxation? My dad was just there for about 10 days hunting icebergs. Are you doing the same?
There's icebergs right outside the main window. It's phenomenal to see. We're actually here spreading my father-in-law's ashes on the little Irish town of Tilting. He passed away a little while ago during COVID.
Oh, that is just heartwarming and just a wonderful sentiment. And of course, condolences to your entire family on that. So let's talk about leadership. Let's talk about mentorship. Let's talk about the communication that's involved to not only be a leader, but I would suggest create future leaders, Scott.
Well, I think you're bang on with the idea that leaders don't just happen. They are not character traits. They're taught and learned skills, and too many of our good and bad leaders that we see don't really know why, and we need to give them the skills so that we can continue to learn and build better leaders and coaches.
By the way, it's Brett here. I made the mistake of looking up this Fogo Island Inn, and now I'm supremely envious of your current location. It looks extraordinary. But one of the things that I'm curious about when it comes to leadership is, and you can probably speak on this through you've done coaching and basketball, but if you're a leader and you lose the room, whether it's in sports or at work or wherever, if you're a leader and you lose the room, how do you fight your way back from that?
Well, so that's a great question. You know, it's all about trust. If you have an authentic relationship and you've developed that through the connection with the people that are around you, you can make mistakes. You can. I've screwed up. The book is full of not my examples of how I did things great, the better examples of where I messed things up. But by being straightforward, by communicating clearly and honestly, you'll develop the trust that you lose the room for a second. Okay, guys, I think I messed that up. You've got it right back. There's a bunch of tips and hacks in the book that walk you through kind of those skills, and then give you some of the self-awareness to know when you've messed up, which should relate to confidence to just admit that mistake so that the team can get back together.
The communication style and that ability to connect, give us some tips on that, because just because you have a certain way of delivering a message doesn't mean that the ears and the brains associated with learning and implementing the advice that you're giving are tuned and programmed the same way. And I think that's always been the biggest challenge. I see it with my kids, Scott. You know, they'll often ask me, why is everything a lesson, Dad? And I'll make analogies to, you know, sometimes you just have to do it because I say so, and I'll explain to you why later. And they're starting to pick up on that, but still it feels as though I'm delivering the message incorrectly.
No, and I don't think you are. So look, I have an analogy with respect to communication. And it's like building a bridge. You own your side of the bank. You're building the bridge. It could be a simple stone bridge or a complex, lift bridge or whatever it is. But the listener controls the far bank. Listening and communicating are part and parcel, and listening is the hardest part. And it's not just once. You have to continuously listen. I would say that by you delivering that message and then getting to the point where, okay, you just need to do what I'm telling you to do because you'll figure out that it's right, you're blending the coaching part of communication where it's iteratively listening to those kids and saying, okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying when you're saying why, but at the 10th time, it doesn't really matter, just do what I'm into the leading, where it's, okay, I'm going to tell you what right looks like. Just do it enough times and you'll realize, oh, that actually is the smartest way to do things. But you can't convince anyone else unless you ask them good questions and then listen to their answers, because that's the most active part of communication.
When you're in a role of leadership, you talked about the importance of admitting that you've messed up, but if you're in a role of leadership, do some people make the mistake of thinking that by admitting that they made a mistake, that that's a sign of potential weakness?
So I've heard that a lot, especially, I worked 37 years in a highly intensive military environment where admitting mistakes might seem like not knowing what you're doing and could instill a lack of confidence. My experience with the most seasoned operational forces, and I've dealt with special forces and in NORAD in extraordinarily tight timelines. Everybody is learning by always being on the end of learning, but never being afraid to be decisive and make a decision. And there's a blend between those two things. And you're going to have to gauge as a leader and as a coach when the time is there to act and be decisive versus when those times are to continuously engage. And I would say unless you are forced into that time-sensitive, decisive engagement, then the answer is really you're always asking, you're always trying to learn. I always like to say the more perspectives that you can get, the better informed that decision is going to be. So for me, I think that these things blend very well. And coaching people through these things, even in the tightest timelines of NORAD, I experienced my commander asking questions, when he had mere seconds to make decisions, trying to get that last piece of information that would give him the right perspective to work on.
So when we talk about mentorship, when we talk about communication, and we talk about leadership, at the top of that communication pyramid and that back and forth, where does trust fit in? I know you've mentioned the word, but how close to the top is trust?
So funny enough, it's the first concept I handle in the book because I think it's fundamental to everything else that comes forward. And, I started writing the book and I didn't realize until I started getting into the back end and the back end of like 40 chapters, going back and going every single chapter related back to that foundation of trust. How difficult it is and how nuanced it is. Well, a lot of people just say, I'll either trust you or I don't. And I don't think, when you pull the string on that, I don't think people actually believe those things. And I walk through a lot of things to make distinctions between levels of trust in the book, but I think you've hit on that. If you can't go through those honest, authentic things to develop and maintain trust with your teams and with people individually, then everything else as a leader is just going to be like slogging through molasses.
37 years of military experience in a leadership role. Also, you coached your boys' basketball team. So curious to know who's more difficult to command. Is it the military personnel or the boys playing basketball?
Well, I'm going to give you that blended, it's both, answer to that. I've never really thought through that, but here's why I think both. One, the military experience that I had, dealing with sending troops into harm's way in extraordinarily tough circumstances, whether it was, Haiti or Afghanistan, Bosnia, or even in the NORAD experiences with the kind of risks that we had to take with forces. That's extraordinarily tough. I found it very emotionally draining, especially near the end of my career. And that added a lot of complex and nuances to what you're doing because the consequences could be so high. Now, on the flip side to that, coaching basketball with youth and the honor that it is to be able to develop these young men and women to be able to be their best and to give them life lessons. And then it's your own kids, like my own boys, who I just love beyond words. So there's an emotional connection to both. Well, what I would say is the book is about my kind of revelation that there are two different things, leading troops and coaching. But in both spheres, I realized I was leading my son's teams and I was coaching my military teams. And the book is about kind of the nexus between those two things.
Baked Expectations, your favorite place for dessert in your 4 years here, Scott. So we'll give them a shout out. And also this opportunity for folks to connect with you via the internet coming up on June 27th. Make the invite.
Oh, yeah. And so this is a VIP invite for your listeners. What I want to do is on the launch day, when the book actually comes out on the 27th of June at 11 o'clock in the morning on that's Eastern Daylight Time, I'm going to have a workshop that focuses on coaching, mentoring, and communication. We're going to cover those three things, give some really good tips and hacks, only available to those people, your listeners, and everybody else is going to have to buy an advanced copy of the book to get their invite.
So send one of us an email, brett@cgob.com, G-M-A-C-K-A, gmack@cgob.com, and we'll get that link to you courtesy of Scott Clancy. I'm looking forward to this seminar. Begins at 10 o'clock our time, right after we get off the air, June 27th, and we always appreciate you joining us, Scott. Thank you for this.
You guys have a wonderful Winnipeg day.
Scott Clancy joining us live on 680 CJOB, retired Major General and the author of Developing Coaching Leaders, The Fundamentals and Techniques That Make Leaders Extraordinary. Once again, the book launches on June 27th, and that's the day of that workshop. And as Greg mentioned, if you want the link, shoot us a note, gmack@cjob.com or brett@cjob.com.